heartfelt is because Fabian doesn't want me to talk for an hour, so she's put some restrictions on me. But she knows me, as Lori says. Good morning, everyone, members of the media and all the guests, and particularly those people who live in the Mission Beach area. My name's Vincent Mudd. I'm the chairman of the local organizing committee for the Association of National Olympic Committees World Beach Games San Diego 2019. And I'm also the board chair of the San Diego Exploratory Foundation. It was approximately 3 years ago today that San Diego began the process of bidding for the inaugural ANOC World Beach Games. When I say ANOC, that's the abbreviation for the Association of National Olympic Committees. These games are going to be an innovative sports platform that incorporates all of the exciting and vibrant beach, water, and action sports that are part of San Diego's daily lifestyle, or what we affectionately call Tuesday in San Diego. When San Diego was selected to become the first city to host these games by the Association of National Olympic Committees, it was a testament to the authentic, youthful energy that our region and our state presents, in addition to the rich culture and diversity from our tribal nations to our Cali Baja mega region. And that region, as you know, is northern San Diego out to Imperial Valley and including Baja California. We've worked extensively with our partners at ANOC and the international federations to craft what not only will be a truly exciting games in 2019, but a sports platform with a purpose focused on sustainability through our clean water, clean games initiative and mantra, and an innovation showcase for what we are calling the most cutting-edge technology deployed at the beach, which will play a key role and every aspect of these games. With that, I'd like to introduce you to Mrs. Gunilla Lindberg and Mr. Timothy Falk. Ms. Lindberg is ANOC's Secretary General and IOC Vice President, and Mr. Falk, ANOC Executive Member and Head of the ANOC World Beach Games Steering Committee. Please welcome Gunilla Lindberg.
Thank you, Vincent, and good morning, everybody. It's a great honor and pleasure to be back here in San Diego. We have now made, I think it's the seventh visit of the Coordination Commission, and we are working very, very closely with Vincent and his team. As Vincent said, the ANOC World Beach Games are the first global beach games. It's not the first beach games in the world. The beach games have existed in the other five continents for many years now, and a great example is in Asia, where they've been on for the past 15 years. So why beach games? We have so many games, but we decided that we want an event of our own for the 206 Olympic committees in the world. We want to work closely with the IFs, and of course we want to broaden the sports to a new group of people in society, to the young people. Young and vibrant and beach and sport, and so that's where we are in San Diego. We are in the perfect place, and also we are, when we were choosing the sport on the program, everybody claimed to say, oh, this is my sport, it was born in San Diego. I don't know how many of these sports were actually born, but we know that four of the sports on the program were born in San Diego. So that's why we are here. The interesting thing is that we will bring 206 countries of the world. Remember, that's bigger than United Nations. We will have a big meeting the days before the games, and then we will have competitions for 1 week. here on the Mission Beach, and we are very, very thankful to all the authorities here that has allowed us to use the wonderful Mission Beach with this atmosphere, which we cannot find anywhere else in the world. So this is the perfect place to be, the perfect place for the athletes, and I'm sure they will enjoy a lot. The beach games will then run every second year. So this is the first one that everybody will remember in the history. Then we can take the rest. But we need them to be successful games, and I'm sure they will be successful games. And I'm looking at my friend Bob Fasulo there from surfing. The IFs are very enthusiastic. We need something new in the sports program. We need something young and hip, and but also competitive, because the young people wants to compete and have fun. And we will also have a cultural festival. And then also the concept of the clean sport, clean water, clean beach is something that is very important for the sports movement and for the Olympic movement for the future. And this is also an example where we can promote this all over the world. As I said, we are 206 countries, and we are all working with this different program. So it's not only most, it's sport, but it's also education and it's culture. So with these words, I will give the floor to the next speaker. Timothy, you want to say some words? Come on.
I put on my dark glasses to show it's a sunny day. And I think I'll repeat again, I think that's a great privilege. Really, we have a 206 National Olympic Committee coming here next year. And to us, it's very important because it's an inaugural game. It's the first time we have this organization. As you know, behind you, you have all the natural condition for a beach game. And I know that actually this is the home of many games, actually was born here. And I think that in keeping with a global trend, a lot of money not spent on expensive infrastructure, but actually for the development of the game. The young people are extremely privileged now, but I think we want to really get back them to do sports. I think that's an important message. And in today's life, and we talk about sustainability, I think it's very important we carry the message of like the game, a clean game. I think that's a very important part of that development. In the end, I'd like to thank the member of the press, and I know the city government, and my partner, Madam Lindbergh, and Vincent. We work extremely hard. We know we have a deadline next year, and assure us we will hopefully have a best game. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gunilla and Timothy, and also in the front row right here is Mr. Wei and Mr. Hayter Farmer, who are also on the ANOC working group and are here and have been here for those seven trips. So welcome and thank you for being with us as well. What's happened over these last 3 years working with ANOC is that San Diego has become their second home. And that's actually what we hope to have happen with 206 countries that discover us, decide that this is a place they want to come and see these great games, and also this is a place that they want to continue coming. And that would be a success for all of us. Indeed, San Diego is a perfect destination to host these games, and Mission Beach is the perfect location to bring our vision to life. This bold vision for San Diego would not have been possible without continued support from the private sector, but most importantly, with continued support from the public sector. And with that, I'd like to welcome Councilmember Lori Zoff, who serves this area. Yeah, I was really afraid of those chairs. So, Lori, it's time for us to stand. Lori Zoff, who needs no more introduction.
What are the odds of that?
This platform was not made for me. I'm going to be a floating head. thank you, Vince. Thank you for all the organizers. Thank you all for coming out here today. It really is with genuine great excitement that we welcome the 2019 ANOC Beach Games to the city of San Diego. This is a really big global deal right here in San Diego. In just 17 months from now, October 2019, we'll have all those young athletes all over here. And for those of you who are from out of town, this weather is normal for May. It is called May Gray. So don't be concerned. October is awesome. The sun will be out. So, yeah, we go from May gray to June gloom, and somewhere around the 4th of July, it all kind of gets better, just like within a day, and bam, we have sunshine pretty much for the rest of the year. So this is a fantastic partnership, and it is going to benefit our local economy so much that I'm just very much looking forward to that. I want to commend the organizers for their vision in choosing this wonderful community. I also want to compliment ANOC for working with the local community, with our local leaders and businesses, addressing all of their concerns so that we can have a really successful game with a lot of people backing it and being a part of it. So I just want to say that you've done a fantastic, fantastic job of engaging the local community. And I just believe that ANOC, the World Games, are going to be a page-turner for San Diego. So I'm so thrilled to partner with you to help make this happen. I'm really excited. There's so much work to be done in the next 17 months, but I will be out here. I'm totally looking forward to being a part of this. Thank you so much.
If everyone look this way, don't look at Lori sitting down. Very important. And I don't want to minimize the importance of working together with not just the city of San Diego, but with city staff and also with Mission Beach. This is a proud community, and they deserve to be respected. And we want to do everything we can to be good partners and good neighbors. Lastly, our CEO, Willie Banks, our Olympian and Oceanside's favorite son, who San Diego has officially taken and adopted. Unfortunately, he did go to UCLA, and I know he apologized about that all the time. But Willie always ensured that the games be focused around the athletes. As a matter of fact, what Willie told me when we sat down, he said, "Vincent, I'll be involved if these games can be focused on the athletes and their families." And that was really important. And he's helped build a model that focuses on the athletes and their families. But I would like to introduce one of those great athletes, and that's Nick Pereira, captain of the U.S. Beach soccer team, who will briefly explain what the ANOC World Beach Games means to his sport and the community as a whole. Nick, come on up.
That's a lot to explain. Good morning. My name is Nick Pereira. I'm the captain of the beach soccer national team, as Vincent so nicely said. I've been playing for 7 years, captaining the team for 4 now, and I've only ever played in this country twice. So for me to represent the United States for this sport, which is growing, it's one of the fastest growing sports, especially amongst the demographics of 33, 34 and under. On local soil, and I live in Carlsbad, so very local soil, is tremendous for me, and obviously I can speak on behalf of my whole team, my coaching staff, and everybody involved that we're really excited for what's coming here, and hopefully for an unbelievable time to showcase the beautiful sport of beach soccer and to showcase our team as well. So thank you so much, and I'm excited to be a part of it and however I can help. Thank you.
As you know, San Diego, one thing we do well is we host our tourism industry and our guests that come not only from inside the United States. We have a lot of tourists that come from California and from the rest of the country to San Diego, but also our international guests. And with that, I'd like to introduce Mike McDowell, representing San Diego's tourism industry, to talk for a second. Thank you.
Good morning, good morning. I, like Vince, I'm going to cheat as we go along here. I've got a few notes, so bear with me as I look down. First of all, on behalf of the San Diego Tourism Authority, the City of San Diego, and the sports-crazy citizens of San Diego, welcome to one of the most beautiful and exciting cities in the world. Again, my name is Mike McDowell. I'm Executive Director of the San Diego Sports Alliance, a division of the San Diego Tourism Authority. I'm also President and CEO of the San Diego Lodging Industry Association. So wearing those two hats, I'm at the epicenter of the local enthusiasm to welcome the ANOC World Beach Games to San Diego in October 2019. As Lori alluded to, make no mistake, these games are a big deal with long-term ramifications for hosting international athletic competitions. Hosting these games will not only deliver immediate, significant economic impact through the tens of thousands of hotel room nights consumed by athletes, officials, and fans, but also by the additional spending we always enjoy from visitors to our region. When you consider the exposure for San Diego to the numerous National Olympic Committees representing over 200 countries from throughout the world, plus the governing bodies of dozens of sports, and add in the positive working relationship that Vince and his team have established with the Olympic movement, San Diego will be positioned to attract several similar events to our region well into the future, all bringing additional economic impact. And why wouldn't they want to come to San Diego? The Beach Games participants will find that our unique blend of outdoor lifestyle, sun-soaked beaches, or just soaked beaches from time to time, and our dynamic city experiences creates an unparalleled balance of relaxation and excitement. Plus, as was mentioned, San Diego is the cornerstone of the binational Cali-Baja cross-border movement, which is the foundation for the multicultural diversity that influences and energizes our everyday life. Those who have come before you have recognized our vibrant community in many ways. San Diego is honored to be selected as one of the world's best destinations by National Geographic Traveler magazine, one of the nation's most dynamic destinations by Worth magazine, one of the world's smart cities by the National Geographic Channel, the most group-friendly beach city in America by hotelplanner.com, and number one, the best travel awards from Money Magazine. Plus, Balboa Park is recognized as one of the great places in America by American Planning Association. Our Chicano Park has been selected as a National Historical Landmark, and the world-famous San Diego Zoo as the top zoo in the world by TripAdvisor. I could go on and on, needless to say. We are ready to show each of our visitors at the time of their life here in San Diego. Also consider this, if you don't think we're ready. Over 32 million visitors a year come to San Diego. We have 550 lodging establishments with over 61,000 hotel rooms. We have 14.5 million people attending our major attractions, SeaWorld, Balboa Park, the world-famous zoo, Legoland, and Safari Park. We accommodate 1.1 million airline passengers passing through our airport on an annual basis. We welcome over 244,000 cruise ship passengers annually who ply our bay. Plus, San Diego features over 70 scenic miles of sandy coastline that obviously include world-class beaches. We have 97 golf courses, 434 arts and cultural institutions, and 156, and that number continues to grow almost daily, craft breweries. Also, we know a thing or two about hosting sporting events. The lineup includes 3 Super Bowls, 3 World Series, heavyweight championship boxing, college basketball's Final Four, the U.S. Golf Open, Davis Cup tennis, America's Cup sailing, the X Games, the Breeders' Cup championships, the World Baseball Classic, and so many more. So, World Beach Games, you're up next, and we can't wait. Thank you for selecting San Diego.
Thank you, Mike. I'm the past chair of our Regional Economic Development Corporation, and I say this all the time. Every time I meet someone from outside of San Diego, I learn more about San Diego. And I think you should all do the same. As these 206 countries come here, welcome them, host them, in some cases, invite them to your homes to learn more about you as well, because this cultural exchange is everything. It's something that we do naturally. In closing, San Diego is ready to host the Association of National Olympic Committee's World Beach Games in 2019. Athletes, coaches, and fans from all over the world are going to flock to San Diego in October of 2019. Millions more will root for their teams via worldwide television and online coverage and digital infrastructure that we're going to provide to allow people to see these games on whichever device they choose, anytime they want to, wherever they want to. The coverage during these games is going to be like nothing you've ever seen. In addition, these games are going to be a dynamic cultural exhibition with music and a festival-like atmosphere, followed by incredible games and then a great party in the evening. This will provide our region an unprecedented opportunity to showcase San Diego. And remember, we represent not just San Diego with the ANAC World Beach Games. We represent California and the entire United States. And we need to put on and show them why San Diego is America's finest city. It requires the active engagement of each and everyone, all of you, all of your friends, and everyone else, to ensure we deliver on our promise of creating a legacy for a successful, sustainable Games in line with the Olympic 2020 vision. With that, I'll open for questions if you will promise me, if you have an electronic